I'm David Trinidad, and this is Poetry Now. I was watching a Dirty Harry movie one night, you know, one of those Clint Eastwood shoot 'em up films from the 70s, and I think what prompted the poem was the orange blood, you know, the very fake-looking blood that they used in movies at that time is almost fluorescent-looking, and it's kind of garish and obviously fake, and that was the starting point for the poem. At some point, I stopped paying attention to the action in the foreground and started studying the background, you know, the streets and the sky and, you know, what San Francisco looked like then. And that evoked memories of the time I lived in San Francisco, which was in the mid-70s. Orange blood. The streets of San Francisco are littered with bodies of bank robbers and mobsters, prostitutes and pimps, bullet holes in foreheads, clothes covered with that fake orange blood they used in the 70s. Just pretend dead. No sirens, those will be dubbed in later. Camera pans an immaculate city. Mid-morning weekday, only a few tourists about. Everyone else is at work. Light traffic on bridges. Newly erected pyramid dominates the scene. Sky, Maya blue, perpetually wiped clean by low-flying clouds. Come nightfall, even the junkies in the hate and strippers in North Beach will have a kind of innocence. Just extras on the set. As close to utopia as you could get in 1973, and now only attainable in a Dirty Harry movie. In 1976, when I was 23, I think, I was an undergraduate in Los Angeles in college, and I was studying poetry and wanted to be a poet, and I decided that in order to be a real poet, I had to live in a city like San Francisco or New York. So San Francisco was closest, and I'd been there many times. So I dropped out of school, not realizing I only needed 6 credits to graduate. And I went up and lived in San Francisco for a year and had many adventures. I'd read Rimbaud, and I wanted to sort of derange my senses, and I did. So I just wanted to experience the seedy side of life. San Francisco gave me many opportunities to do that at that time. The poem depicts this nostalgia for a time that doesn't exist anymore, and the city sort of stands in for that. Sky, Maya blue, perpetually wiped clean by low-flying clouds. The idea of the sky being wiped clean, you know, like a blackboard, leads into the junkies and strippers having this innocence. So I think in a way I'm sort of wiping them clean and creating this kind of utopia, nostalgic utopia.
That was David Trinidad and his poem, Orange Blood. I'm Katie Clarkson, and this is Poetry Now, a production of the Poetry Foundation and the WFMT Radio Network. For more about this series, go to poetryfoundation.org/poetrynow.